I love talking about this. I love talking about Chicago. I love talking about all of what we have to offer in our city. Jason Lesniewicz is here. Jason is the Senior Director of Cultural Tourism, and you will be in our studio, Jason, for 6 hours, because that's how much there is, I think, to talk about.
That's right, Steve. It's always great to be in studio. What a view you have. It's been a while since I've been up here, so thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure, and you're right. I mean, this is Chicago. We're looking out the window, and we are seeing the best, I think, architecture of any city on the planet. The most varied architecture, the most interesting architecture, some of the tallest architecture. We will get to that. We could talk about the architecture cruises that start up fairly soon. But I also want you to talk about a new program called Go Live Chicago. What is that?
Go Live Chicago is a special advertising campaign that we are running with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. It is to really highlight and bring awareness to the performing arts. You know, our performing arts scene in Chicago is amazing, from small storefront theater all the way up to Broadway in Chicago and the Lyric and, you know, world-class institutions. And we've noticed, you know, the sector is coming back slower after the pandemic than some of the other visitor experiences that Chicago has to offer.
I want to slow you down there because I want to ask about that. So how are the restaurants doing?
You know, I see the restaurants doing well. Every time I go out, I'm a big foodie, Steve, and love to go out to eat. And if I don't make a reservation, you know, 2 weeks in advance, sometimes I'm struggling to find a place, you know, to go out on Saturday and Friday nights.
So here's the interesting thing. I mean, people say that, oh, the Loop is dead. North Michigan Avenue, it's dead. The neighborhood eating is dead. Certainly, some restaurants may have problems related to all sorts of different things. But like you, not only do I find, but I find my listeners find, and what's more, people I know find all the same thing, that if they don't make a reservation, they can't get in. And sometimes, depending on that restaurant, especially in the Loop or where tourists are, that reservation has to be made a good week or two or three in advance. So the restaurants seem to be overall holding their own plus.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, they tend to be packed. Patios are packed right now on a beautiful weekend like this. So, you know, Chicago.
A nice day in Chicago? Are you kidding? They'll make a patio even if there isn't one.
Yeah, I think we've done so well for so many years at Choose Chicago to really talk about Chicago as this acclaimed dining city. And it is, right? From the amazing street food all the way up. And, you know, it's hearing from the industry, talking to our partners, you know, it was time to really promote the performing arts. It's a huge job creator in Chicago. You're not just talking about the people on stage. You know, everyone behind stage, the technicians, the lighting, the sound, the costume designers. It's a massive industry. And, you know, we're seeing people not show up once they buy tickets. Shows having shorter runs because they can't count on the advance ticket sales. Yeah.
Are you talking mostly about downtown shows at the moment?
No, I think we're talking about across all theaters and venues, even music venues. You know, we're really talking about music, theater, comedy, and dance is really what we're talking about with this campaign. It's really, Go Live is really meant to challenge you to get out of your house, you know, enjoy these live shows, because it's not just the show. If you go out, Steve, I'm sure, you know, you might go out with a family, a friend, a loved one. It might be dinner before, drinks afterwards. There's much more in that joy of going out. We really want people to go out and support their local theater, downtown shows. Yeah.
What are you hearing about the downtown shows? Now, some of that shorter run has to do, I mean, that's in every city. It's beginning to loosen up a little bit, but they made the commitment and now they're catching up after the pandemic. That was part of it. But I don't know. I hear from people all the time, so I'm contradicting myself to some extent, but safety really is an issue for people coming downtown. The cost, not so much of the theater ticket, but everything around it, particularly the parking, and then you have to walk from wherever you park to the theater. People are concerned about that, too. There's a huge police presence downtown. That's good, but it's also concerning when you see the police cars just sitting there and their lights going around in circles. You know, it's like, okay, that's worrisome for people, you know. So can you comment on all that?
You know, we hear the same thing, Steve.
I'm sure.
You know, the perception of Chicago, you know, takes a hit here and there. It does. You know, I love the city. I love downtown. You know, there's a vibrancy even today.
Totally.
I parked a few blocks away and walked over. I think the police presence, it's been asked for. You know, I've been part of those conversations with these venues. They want their patrons to feel safe coming to the theater. And so I think it's been requested. They work with the local alderman, with the local police commander. That communication with the police commander is key. And, you know, I think our officials definitely want to provide a safe environment, not only for residents, our friends from the suburbs, but also our visitors from around the world. I know that they are dedicated to that.
And a part of the slump, I think, for Chicago theater downtown is that relies to some extent, anyway, on tourism. And the tourism has been down, but that's beginning to change, I think. Anecdotally, I walk down Michigan Avenue, I can count the number now of people that I hear that are talking in a language I don't know.
Yeah, tourism has definitely picked up. We're hoping to hit about 90% of our key indicators from 2019. And,
wow.
And that's hotel occupancy and tax dollars. So there's key indicators that we look at. And we're really seeing some weekends, you know, definitely improve over 2022 and get really close to 2019 numbers. So we are excited. And, of course, international tourism has picked up, Steve, since, you know, I think it's only been about a year since our borders opened up. And, you know, we love international guests. You know, summertime's coming when they all take holiday, so we're definitely excited for a fun, exciting summer packed with visitors and having them spend money with all the things we love as residents. We want them to experience the full city from the downtown into our great neighborhoods.
Mostly Lou Malnati's, but anyway, explain Go Live Chicago.
Yeah, so it's a campaign to really highlight our performing arts. It's to challenge people to get out. You know, some of the creative talks about you know, when was the last time you gave a standing ovation from the couch? You know, your remote your remote control can't give you an encore. And it's really just to challenge and show that joy of being out and going to live theater. Now, of course, all the ads take you to our website where we have listing of shows, choosechicago.com. That special website, though, is called golivechicago.org. And then we break show listings down so you can see shows from today all the way through the end of June by theater, dance, and music. So we try to curate it a little bit. You can see what's everything's playing from the big shows downtown down to our amazing neighborhood venues. And just a great way to raise awareness of everything that's going on nightly. There's so much going on in this city across our venues and stages.
So I remember more than a few years ago when I frequently covered theater, and I went to this venue on North Halsted. I think it was the second floor. The room was smaller, I think, than the room we're in right now. It had maybe 50 seats, maybe, in the room. And people were watching a new production called Grease. I remember going to, I think it was Highland Park, in a church, and seeing the first productions presented by John Malkovich of the Steppenwolf Theater. I mean, Chicago has for a very long time been home for some of the best local theater in the country.
Agree. Chicago is, I'm going to say, breeding ground, and that may not be the right word. You know, I think New York, some of the theater has to be polished. It has to be made to sell tickets. And some of our venues, like you said, you know, you're not necessarily about the ticket sales. It's about the craft. It's about honing the craft here. And there's so many opportunities. I think there's about 220 theater companies operating in Chicago. We have hundreds of venues for them to perform. And you can really try anything here in Chicago, and that's what's great about our city, from dining to music to theater. It's a great place to experiment and try new things and really, you know, break ground with maybe something new, like improv comedy.
Yes, which we have a lot of. Talking about Choose Chicago and some great events for you coming up this spring into the summer, perhaps. Our city, we have so much to be proud of. By the way, some comments here on the text line. One is 90% of tourists back. I really don't believe that number. Michigan Avenue is falling apart, says this texter, with a lot of merchants and companies moving out. Well, there's some truth to that text, I believe, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at downtowns across America, companies are leaving. I was just reading about San Francisco, and, you know, sometimes I think, you know, although shopping is one of the number one things visitors do, everyone wants something unique from the destination. I think, you know, sometimes that business model of storefronts is definitely hurting. And I think foot traffic with, you know, possibly downtown being a little emptier because of, you know, people not returning to the office as well. I think it's dual.
It's complicated, the issue. So what was happening in the major cities all over the country before the pandemic is Amazon. Really?
Yeah.
People weren't shopping to the extent that they previously were. That was happening everywhere, and major brands were actually struggling. And then the pandemic hit, and many that were struggling just couldn't continue. It had nothing to do with anything else. Then the economy kind of worsened, right, if you didn't notice. Then there were the civil unrest issues and everything else combined. It wasn't always, it's not only Chicago. You mentioned San Francisco. Lots of cities, including San Francisco, are having far more significant problems.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And, you know, when you look, you know, we were just talking about supporting our performing arts and, you know, coming out of the pandemic, they had to spend so much money on new ventilation systems and new heating and cooling systems. You know, they had to put so much money in.
And for security.
And so now, you know, they're feeling some of those business costs that they had to put in based on the pandemic. And of course, the economy right now is, you know, is hurting everyone, I would say, across the board. Yeah. Everything costs a little bit more.
All right. So let's talk about fun stuff. What can people do in Chicago?
Well, obviously, May is going to start street festival season, and you can't go a weekend in Chicago summer without street festivals. And if you can believe it, they start next weekend with Mayfest up in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. That starts May 12th through the 14th, so it's a three-day festival there. Cabaret Week starts the same weekend, May 12th, so if you're a cabaret fan, there's going to be about 15 to 16 shows at different venues across the city for a whole week, so that starts May 12th.
Explain a bit more about what that is. So all these venues have live performances, oftentimes that you don't need to pay a cover for. You're just there. Depending on the kind of venue it is, you buy food, your meal, or drinks, and that's just fine. And you get to see, I think, if I'm not mistaken, some of the best cabaret performers in the United States.
Cabaret scene here is really great, and I have been organizing Chicago Cabaret Week with the Chicago Cabaret Professionals, and really was surprised at the array of music and dance and almost theater. It's almost all three on stage, mostly small, intimate venues, which make it great. And what Cabaret Week does is try to bring all the best cabaret professionals to do a program that week. So it's all, you know, back to back for a week, and it's at set prices, so discounted prices to get people out. Hopefully you'll, if you've never been to a cabaret show, check one out. You know, it's a great entertainment and quite fun. So really a discounted ticket to get you maybe in the door or to have you go see one or more shows if you're a big fan.
Will Liza Minnelli be there? Well, probably not. No. I'm sorry I asked that question. So there's that happening, but there's West Side Story coming in, and, you know, we were talking about theater, but let's talk about West Side Story at the Lyric Opera. Again, world-renowned Lyric Opera.
Yeah, June 2nd, I believe, through June 25th, West Side Story's coming. They're going to have over 100 performers on that stage. It's the biggest stage in Chicago. Their orchestra is going to perform the original, the score live. So you get not only the live music, but then you get the performers on stage. So it's going to be an amazing production. Don't miss out on West Side Story at the opera, at the Civic Opera House.
Do you get to go to all these events, everything from the street festivals to the Lyric Opera, and say, I'm the cultural director of tourism?
Never. I get invited to a lot. You know, you get invited, the press invites, but never just, you know, kind of show up and say, I need tickets. No, nothing like that, Steve.
But you're Jason Lesniewicz. You're the cultural director. You look very cultural as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
What else is going on?
So Mole, the Mole Festival down in Pilsen.
I want to be there.
Mole de Mayo is the official name.
I want to be there. I love Mole.
May 26th through the 28th. So that is Labor Day weekend. Head down to Pilsen. You'll have amazing Mole samples in the neighborhood. So they're guaranteed.
Every restaurant is offering, or a lot of restaurants are offering Mole specials?
No, it'll be more set up like a street festival atmosphere where there's stands, and so you're just trying the different moles there, and I'm sure other food there. Yes.
Oh, that sounds, for me, like the best thing that can possibly happen. Yeah. What else?
I have a big music festival called Sueños. Sueños is in Grant Park. It's also during Memorial Day weekend. This is by the producers of Lollapalooza. It was their first year last year. They're expanding a bit. It's all kind of Latinx and Latino music.
Cool.
It's an amazing new music festival to Chicago. That same weekend, if you love music,
that
is in Grant Park.
Okay.
If you love music, the Belmont Sheffield Music Fest has been going on for years up at Belmont and Sheffield.
Hopefully, they get its name there's there. No Cubs game that date.
No, I think they're pretty good at.
They're not always. Yeah. I can assure you.
Yeah, I'll tell you one event that I organize. Just speaking of the Cubs, you mentioned the Cubs. I do craft beer events called Friday Night Flights.
What?
Our first one is June 2nd. At Gallagher Way,
yeah.
Right outside Wrigley Field, from 5 to 10. Yes, I'll be right there checking people in. Yes, absolutely, Steve.
All right, you got it.
You're on the guest list.
All right, so this is ChooseChicago.com. I knew that. ChooseChicago.com. Jason, always a pleasure to support and promote Chicago and ChooseChicago.com. The website, by the way, friends, is incredible, as is the work you do. Thank you.
Thank you.